every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Y'all remember, anybody remember taking psychology in high school and they teach you this? You study the principles of determinism. There are three primary things that will determine what a person's life is going to turn out like. And the first one is they talk about genetic determinism. Somebody say genetic. Genetic determinism. In other words, how many know if you have a baby and in 3 or 4 years that baby is going to start looking like you? Why? Because there are certain things that are passed down to us genetically. We inherit them from our parents. What's true about the people, what's true about the DNA of the people that were used to create you as a child, those things in their DNA get passed down to your DNA. They make up who you are in the flesh, in the natural body. Amen? In fact, if any of you have ever been to a doctor's office recently, when you come in, they want you to fill out this form the first time. And they want to know, did your mama have diabetes? Did your daddy have cancer? Did your daddy have high blood pressure? You know, they want to ask you all these things because they leave genetic markers in you and they can determine if you have a propensity towards those things in your life. Hello. Amen. Is everybody all right? So what does that mean? It means, in other words, things get passed down to you. It's probably something that you could pick up. You could carry a gene to maybe have high blood pressure, or carry a gene to maybe have diabetes later on in life. And listen, don't misunderstand me this morning. That does not mean these things are not powerful, because these things are powerful. They have an effect on a person's life, sometimes through their entire life. Come on, amen. I know sometimes we're going to break generational curses over our life. Some things are passed down through people physically, and especially people that are unredeemed deal with these a lot more. Come on, amen. But let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus is powerful. Praise the Lord. But there are things that are passed down to you. Some kids are born to alcoholic parents, and these kids grow up with a propensity to be an alcoholic. How many know that to be true? How many know the Bible says that he forgives our sin and cleanses our iniquities? How many know he's not repeating the same thing when he says that? He forgives our sins and he cleanses our iniquities. Everybody say iniquities. That word iniquities means this. It means a twist or a bend or a propensity. It's something that you, by your physical, fleshly nature, are drawn to. That's been passed down to you. Amen? Some people don't get tripped up over some stuff, and some people get tripped over some stuff. Amen? There's some people, you could walk by this room, buy a big old bag of cocaine every day, and it never bothered you. You wouldn't even think about it. You say, well, who left that bag of cocaine there? That's just ridiculous. Huh? There's other people in this room, you get 50 feet north that bag, and you're in the battle of your life. You're sweating. You're going, oh, God, help me, deliver me, help me. Just God, I can't look at it. Why is that? Iniquity. You have a twist or bend towards that thing. Amen? How many know sometimes there's certain lustful things that happen in people's lives, and sometimes people are very drawn to those things, and sometimes it don't bother people at all. Why is that? Because there's a twist. We'd say like this, a perversion. A propensity towards that thing, an attraction to certain things in certain people's lives. So God not only forgives the act of sin that you did against God, but he has the ability to cleanse you from even the things that are bent, that are twisted, that are perverted, that you have a propensity for. He can cleanse you from all your iniquities. Come on, amen? Do you believe that this morning? How many know if you had a red-headed mama and a red-headed daddy, then you're probably going to have a red-headed baby. Isn't that right? That's how genetic determinism works. The next thing they talk about is psychological determinism. In other words, there are events or circumstances in your life that left a mark on you. Something bad happened to you in your life and it shaped your future. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? You live your whole life and you live your whole world around you is determined by what happened to you psychologically in your life. Something bad happened, amen? There's people all over this room today. Listen to me today. Some people were molested as a child. Some people were abandoned as a child. Some marriages were broken, and you never thought you'd ever recover from it. And all your life, you think, well, I'll never have a happy marriage. I'll never be happy. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? There's some people that have been rejected. There's some people that's been betrayed. Some people have been kicked to the curb. Come on, I'm going to tell you right now, it's hard for some people that are pastors when they get betrayed and rejected by the people in their church to ever want to do ministry again. That's why 1,500 people every week are leaving the ministry. Because they've been hurt, it wounds them psychologically and it begins to determine their future. Come on, help me somebody, amen? Oh, praise the Lord. I mean, there's some people, every time you mention something to them bring up something to them that's in their past or they're hurt, it's like all of a sudden they get a chip on their shoulder. You just be having a good old time, having a conversation. You say one word, next thing you know, they're like this. What is that? What is that? It's because you touch their iniquity. You touch the bent. You touch the place where they have not overcome. You touch the place where they don't have any victory in their life. Huh? And whatever they went through left a psychological marker on their life and left them in a place where they were marked by that thing for the rest of their life. Amen? So we got genetic determinism, we got psychological determinism, and the last one is environmental determinism. Somebody say environmental. In other words, your life is primarily shaped by the place you come from. We call that redneck DNA. You know what I mean, right? Well, that's how we roll in South Florida. I'm a Yankee. I'm a rebel. I'm from New York. I'm from New York. We don't take that stuff. If you come from the inner city, then you got an inner city bent. You got a certain way about you that's just shaped by the environment. If you come from the other side of tracks, then you look like you come from the other side of the tracks. So what is that? That is the determinism of my life is set by the environment that I live, that I grew up in, that where I came from.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth
we've been made more than a mighty warrior by the blood of the Lamb. With the word of our faith, we will testify. We will testify. Than he that's on this world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's of this world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's on this world. And we will overcome. All the victories won, we will overcome. Courageous soldier, oh, we will prevail. For we've been made more than a prize-winning fighter. We will hear the sound of praise like a clap of rolling thunder.